What's up?
Hey.
Welcome to What's Up, hey? It's all about Andrea Allen. Andrea, by the way, your middle name is, of course,
Moron.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
No, it's Maureen.
Maureen. And mm-hmm. people would people say Moron, or they wouldn't know?
I rarely tell people, except for all the people I'm telling now, about my middle name because I don't like it. But it's also, I don't know, it's old lady sounding. And I'm named after a friend of someone who used to be a friend of my mom's, who they now no longer are friends.
Yikes. When did that happen?
Maybe when I was like 12 or 13.
Oof.
So
do you think it was your fault?
Probably.
You weren't carrying the name
right. Everything was my fault. My parents' divorce, this woman.
Your mom kept looking at you and going, Maureen.
Yeah. She was a gossip. She she spread a lot of rumors about my parents, and she seemed really genuine. But fun thing, a few years later after Lay broke off ties, she got alopecia. You know, that like
where
lose
your
all your hair
out?
Disease. Right. I think it's because she's a bad person.
Look at the deviance in your face right mm-hmm. now.
So now I get a little bit back when I say the name because she has no hair now.
Well, I like that it's M because it makes your initials AMA, ask me anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a fun thing. AA, Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. It's like your parents knew.
Mm-hmm.
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 Look at this. I just asked, what's your middle name?
I'll go forever. I'm like a wind-up toy. I podcast at night. I'm always podcasting.
It's officially the end of summer.
Ugh, thank God.
Do you still go out and run and exercise?
Yes. Okay. More so now. I like it when it's cold. I hated running. I run in the middle of the night because I don't like the heat of the day.
It does not scare you, the middle of the night.
There are moments where I'm like, this is probably not the best.
I love those moments because I'm like, oh no, I'm on my fourth mile. So this is not the time that I can run away from danger.
Sure.
Like, maybe on my first mile, I'm like, yeah, I'm, you know,
you're
I got
strong.
Enough energy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's all bullshit. I can't outrun anything, but at least my mental state, you know, I remember like, and it's not like I run that far that much and I haven't in a while, but nighttime, I remember going out at night, you know, it would be like 11. And it is like, if I don't do it now, mm-hmm. it didn't happen today. And Keith would be like, am I a bad person because I'm just letting you walk out the door and do this? And I'm like, bye.
Yeah, I do. I've been doing it for years. Yes, you know what? It is risky, but I also want to be defiant and be like, I'll run whenever I fucking want. I won't be held down by these murderers. I'll run at 2 a.m. in a sports bra. What are you going to do? Murder me? Probably. Oh, well.
But it's the same. It's the same as I remember you would come home very easily at 2 a.m.
Sure.
Every day, every other day. And you would walk by whatever at night from the train to your home.
Sure.
Was a walk. Anytime the train to your place is a walk, it feels like shit the entire time.
It does. The tracks, there's actually weirdly a lot of people out there sometimes that late.
The running track.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's people, there's like kids in the park like drinking and smoking weed and
that wouldn't make me feel the best, but then you have to remember that they're kids. But then the kid mentality is like,
we'll kill this person, there's no consequences.
Yeah, or like, let's bug this person and gets chaotic and out of control. This is where my mind goes, of
sure.
course. Yeah.
There's cops there sometimes too. There's cars, but it's not the best, but I gotta be fit.
There's been murders in that park.
Have there?
Yeah. It seems to be that like there's some kind of mob something that not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely park. It's
sure.
a nice neighborhood. But every once in a while, it's like there was a killing. There was a killing like a couple years ago. And they were convinced that it was very specific. Like,
sure.
someone ran into that park. Somebody else was looking for that specific person. It was maybe mob related or some kind of like, you know, inside fucked up
sure.
shit. So it's not like people were randomly murdering people in the park. It was very specific to that person, which for some reason makes me feel better because it's not just, you know, chaotic
sure.
in there.
Murder at random is
yeah.
far less common, although it happens. I'm not like stupid, I do know, but I also know that I like live here. I've been here for 10 years. I've been in many dangerous spots. Nothing's happened. Why not?
I never like to say that out loud. Uh-huh. Never, 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 never.
No, fuck, I'm not even going to knock on wood.
This
I
is
refuse.
Wood.
Will on the track guys come up to you and try to run with you?
More so in the daytime, do you see like jerk-offs trying to impress women or guys sitting on the side of the track? Like there's this group sometimes of women who do like step aerobics and like yoga type stuff. And, you know, they're in spandex and they're working out and there's
it's actually really nice in the middle of this track. Sometimes there's a whole soccer game happening.
Sure.
Sometimes there's like a class that we can't tell if someone it like there's a group of people paying this person, but there's definitely somebody leading some sort of jazz class.
It's always some like old lady too.
It's just very
she's
funny.
So pumped. Yeah. So there'll be creeps like standing around the track, like watching it. And I'll usually flip them off. Like, what are you fucking doing?
Just like you're just passing.
Yeah, I'm running. What are you going to run after me? I'm so fast. That's another thing. Not to toot my own horn. I'm very fast.
What do you run?
Like how many, I don't know, my mile minute
no.
thing. No.
Ugh.
But
annoying.
Anytime someone tries to outrun me, I always beat them.
Oh, yeah. They do that thing. Like somebody tried to outrun me on my bike and it was like an old guy who just decided to impromptu in his jeans. Just like, why are you on the sidewalk? So he started running really slow next to me. And I was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah, you're pretty on it. So yeah, I always, like when I was driving, random people started racing me. I would randomly start racing people. It's like a mentality.
You hit
of
them
like,
with your car. It's good. It's all good stuff. Yeah, I used to run across the Williamsburg Bridge when I lived in Williamsburg in the middle of the night all the time.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got balls.
I did that on my skate once before they switched, like this was 20 years ago, before they changed it up. And
well, Williamsburg used to be sketchy back then too.
Oh my God. It was so sketchy. There were people like hiding in corners. And I didn't know this about the Williamsburg Bridge. I was just like skating from Harlem. I'm like, I'll just go downtown and then I'll take the train. And then I'm like, hey, I'm right by the Williamsburg Bridge. I go over it and I'm like, it's already too late. I'm on my skates. It's not a straight road. It wasn't meant for skating. So it was like jagged the whole way. Mm-hmm. And there are sketchy people everywhere. Like they come out the darkness for a second. I'm just like, ooh.
You're like, this fucking guy.
And then I got to my friend's place or the guy I was dating. Who the fuck knows where we were in this relationship. We were on and off for a while. And I was like, yeah, I skated from Harlem. And he's like, you skated over the Williamsburg Bridge. He goes, nobody I know got over the Williamsburg Bridge without getting mugged in like a long time.
Confidence. That's what it is. You just wear a sports bra and tiny shorts and your hair is in some weird pigtail-y thing and everyone's like, the balls. And you're like, what?
Yeah, I was in a mini skirt and skates.
Sure. They're like, this is so stupid. It's crazy. You must have a gun. This is so far beyond reasonable fear levels that you must also be crazy.
You're one of us. Yes, sure. Yes, you may pass.
Yeah.
How long is the bridge?
I think it's like, I want to say there and back, it's like maybe 2 or 3 miles, I think. It also is this pretty steep.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a pretty steep incline. So that's why I used to like to run it. But I used to also like go out in the snow. One day I went out in the snow and fell and scraped my knee before the run, but was like, well, I'm already in it. And I came back and my leg was covered in blood and my roommate was like, you're fucking ridiculous.
I love it.
I got it done.
This makes me want to run.
It's
all
so fun.
Talk, yeah.
Yeah.
Of danger.
Danger makes you run faster.
What would you ever be on the track and a guy's trying to impress you and then he turns around and tries to run backwards?
So, yes.
Really?
Well,
what?
Yeah. There was a crazy guy that I ran into.
Literally?
Right. In one of my 2 o'clock runs. This was one
this
of
is
the
2 a.m.
The more, yes, p.m., please. I'm just getting my coffee. He looked like a crust punk type guy. So
kind of dusty.
Yeah. Face tattoos. He had a rat. His head was shaved, but he had a rat tail on the bottom. And
you didn't appreciate his style.
I mean, I was like, you're fun to look at. You're definitely questionable. And he was wearing like ripped jeans and no shoes. And so I was like, okay. And
he was on the track.
He came onto the, I don't know where he came from, but all of a sudden, like I'm running and then he just, you know, when someone like jumps into frame on a, like in a camera shot from nowhere and you're like, ooh, where'd that person come from? It felt like that. He just like shot out from the side. He starts running sort of with me. There's guys playing, there's delivery guys too.
Wait, what do you mean with you?
Like next to me.
In the next lane, or he put a lane buffer?
Next lane.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm like,
it's
okay.
It's wide enough. It's wide enough.
Yeah, it's very wide.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, this could be weird. And I felt like kind of safer because there was like the delivery guys who do deliveries at night, they go there after their shift to play soccer. So there was a bunch of guys like playing soccer. I'm like, maybe this will be a big old gang rape with the pot cross bunk guy and they'll all join in. Who knows? Maybe they'll defend me. Here we are. And so he's running.
Lovely calculations. Uh-huh. By the way, while we're doing that math, it's 1.38 miles one way on the Williamsburg Bridge. So you were about right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice run. Mm. Keep daggers in your shorts. So this guy starts running with me and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna let him. I don't want to try to beat him as I normally would because you're crazy looking. So if I challenge you, I'm like engaging with you. So I'm just gonna like run a little slower and see what you're gonna do.
But you're ruining my time.
Uh-huh. And then he's...
How far into it? Are you almost done at this point?
I'm in the middle.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, now you're part of this situation. Uh-huh. I got to keep an eye on you at all times in the periphery. He beats me, turns around, is running backwards and giving me double middle fingers. And I'm like, you could just be funny. You know?
It's hard to tell if that's the one.
Sure.
Or
you could also be the one who kills me soon. So then I saw, and then I was like, haha, I think I waved, which again, I'm like gauging. Because if I wave, I'm like, haha, you're funny.
And you're waving, I'm waving you off.
I'm acknowledging like, this is a funny, fun thing you're doing. Please don't eat my organs. And so then he retires to the middle of the track and he starts kicking a tree in some way. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting.
Now this is peacocking.
Sure, right? He's asserted his dominance and now he's going to show me his strength. And so I kept running around and I kept looking for him. I was worried when I can see him, it's like, I can see you. You're right there. Whatever. And also like if you're a crust bunk, you're kind of just like, don't give a fuck about what anyone thinks. So if you're giving me the middle finger, it's not necessarily.
It's not on the level that like
a fuck white you. Yeah. It's just like, fuck the world. Ha ha. I'm mischievous. I'm a weirdo. But then.
I love when Andrea calls someone a weirdo.
Sure.
Sure. Weirdo.
I mean, he was running barefoot in the track at 2 a.m. and giving women he didn't know the middle finger.
He qualifies.
Sure.
For sure.
He's definitely in the yes. Venn diagram that is weirdo. So
he's hearing this story and being like, why just assume women? It was you. You were number one. One. I'm showing you all the ones.
Yeah, you're the best. He was cheering me on. And so I just kept running and kept keeping an eye on him. He was kicking the tree. He was running around the tree. He was yelling at nothing. And I'm like, okay.
I got to finish this workout.
Sure. And then I couldn't see him all of a sudden. All of a sudden, he was gone. And then I was like, that's bad. If I can't see you, that's even worse because now you're going to jump out somewhere and chloroform me. And then
it's like a horror movie. And the fourth time the person blinks, you know,
right.
Something's not there.
Uh-huh. And so then the guys who were playing soccer in the middle, they left too. So I left with them like at the same time as them. Cause I was like, I'm bold, but like
you were done with your workout at that point or no?
Not quite, but okay. I'm like, nah,
good.
Not today.
Do you run home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially with this one, because I'm like, I'm going to run home, but I'm also going to zigzag a few different blocks. Cause I don't know where you are.
Yeah. I've done that. I've changed my course home because I'm just like, I can't tell if you're following me right now.
Totally.
Yeah. I've passed my home because I'm like, there's a guy who's been watching me walk down my block and he was moving before I turned this block. So I
sure.
just passed my home until he got out of the way.
I went into a bodega once to buy cat food at like 2 a.m. Everyone in there was like drunk and I was like, oh fuck, this is one of these like shitty front bodegas. I mean, a lot of them are, but
everyone's hanging out.
Everyone's hanging out. And I'm like, shit. And once you go in, it's like,
no, dude, wrong bar.
Sure. Right. And I'm like, shit, I still do need the cat food. So I'm just going to, hold it. And then I'm going to like, look at everyone. And then the shitty bodega guys are all being like shitty amongst themselves. I truly think that they were just like partying. And then this fucking bone-chillingly weird guy comes in. He's kind of just staring, like staring at me and then going to different aisles and staring. And I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, when you just are like, well, now there's you. So there's these bodega guys who are drinking who seem like now they're a little bit better than you because you're...
Yeah, because I do think those bodega guys, if they weren't so involved in their own drunkenness, they'd be like, this guy, sure, got totally. Your back.
Like, they might. I was trying to make eyes with them. Like, you see this fucking creep? And then I waited for him to leave so that he leaves first and I follow him so that I know where he's going. And then I rape him to assert my dominance with the cat food box.
Then you pretend like he wanted it because, you know, I imagine
you were looking
wearing.
At me in that bodega in your fucking weird old running shoes and your dusty jeans, greasy. He was just, but I'm like, I'd rather leave after you so I can follow you and see where you're going. Turns out he lives across the street from me. Woo! Oh, my God. Great.
They end up taking all these weird back roads so they're not followed. I take different back roads so it doesn't look like I'm following you. And we keep running into each other every third block. Like, and we just go the other way. God, you're kidding me. Just walk normal. I walk crazy.
How about you don't kill me and I won't rape you. We're good.
It's a social contract.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it's like with these weirdos, they could just be just general weirdos. But you can't get in a situation where it's just you and them and you find out truly.
I think if you're not a weirdo, you understand why I think you're a weirdo and you let me think that. Because it's not like you are attacking them. Like if we saw Keith on the same block and we don't know him, we would cross the street or zigzag or whatever if it's 2 a.m. But as a person who knows what the fuck is up, I think Keith would be like, yeah, cross the street. I'm much bigger than you.
Sure.
There's like, you know, you can't really blame me.
I don't take streets.
You just walk down the middle? I walk down the middle sometimes when I when it's late at night. Mm-hmm. Like, look at me. So the fucking king of this street.
I walk down the middle because it's like the sides are so creepy that I'm placing myself in the center so I have all outs.
You know what's creepy is the walk to your home at night. Yeah? Because...
Oh, yeah, it is. Yes.
Because there's... Because of all the abandoned construction sites.
Yeah.
All the scenes of every woman's murder.
Yes. And the my local bodega is such a hang spot for fucking the biggest losers in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, because there's so much lotto action there. It's just the lotto fucking gang. And they don't understand that they see me every day or every other day. And like,
and they're always like,
one of them again. Sometimes. And I'm just like, you know, most of it is not because they're amongst each other and like, come on, you are seeing me, you know, but then every once in a while, because they're like a lot of them are just day drinking and so they forget. And so, you know, sometimes they'll say something inappropriate to me and I'm just like, I'll see you the fucking tomorrow.
Right.
This is so uncomfortable for you.
You don't even recognize me.
Yeah.
Well, they'll do it when they're like in groups with other guys. Like, there's a little bit of that.
And then they high five. Like, I did that.
They do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know that they're proud. And you know, like, a lot of times I just keep my head somewhere else. So I'm not, because it's like, I can't engage with this. I live down the block. I'm going to leave this bodega and you can actually see me go into the, I don't want you following me with the eyes. I know that that's what you're doing right now. So go ahead and say whatever you need to, as if you're talking amongst yourself loud enough for me to hear, you know, and get your stupid lottery ticket and fucking, ugh. At the counter, especially, because I'm just waiting to pay. And I could see from my periphery, they're looking me, like one of them is looking me up and down. And they're just like,
you can sense it. Even when you can't see them, you know there's eyes on you.
Yes. And you can like feel their calculate. What can I possibly say? What can I possibly say? And then it's like, so you're getting that, are you?
That's what I'm doing.
Yes. Oh, that's great. They comment on the thing that you're getting, but it's like,
oh, yogurt. Fuck off.
Right. That's their brilliant comment. Oh, yogurt. Oh, what a great conversation starter. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it's on the salt.
It's really like that. It's just they are so confident that they're so clever in those moments that you do like it, you can't respond to them because they'll only be
they'll
like
up the ante.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll just be like, oh, really? You don't think I'm smooth? No, you're the smoothest. This has been the best.
My apologies to respect.
Yes, my confidence is up now.
To you and the bosses.
Yes.
I had the best one. There was he was on his own. See, these guys that run in the packs, they're all such fucking losers that they hang out together and they like catcall women. They're all like, bleh, you know, amongst one another.
That really is what they say.
But if you catch one of them alone, they don't have their like wolf pack to back mm-hmm. them up. So I was walking, this was outside, I was walking past a bagel place in our neighborhood. I saw him. I could see him looking at me from like mm-hmm. half a block up. I'm like, this is going to be some shit. I walk past him and he goes, beautiful, like beautiful, like under his breath. And I like just turn, I get right up in his face and I go, what? And he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to, he like flinched and was like, boo. Yeah, it doesn't yep. feel nice to have someone get in your space in public.
I've done that. And yeah, you do have to wait until they're by themselves because they're way too...
get them vulnerable.
Yeah. There's one guy that I posted on Facebook because he's just like... bleh, bleh, bleh. Really, he talks like that. And I'm just like, oh, touch my titties. Like, bleh, bleh, bleh. And I go, what? And I turn on my phone and he's like, nah, come on. And I'm just like, you're going on the internet now. And you're like, nah, get
it. And then the third time, I was like, well, come on. Okay. Okay. What am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. So you lost track of this guy on the track.
Sure.
You ran out with the other guys
mm-hmm.
and no other sign of him. You zigzagged your way home.
Mm, I was fine. Okay. I'm Andrea Streetwalking Allen.
That's your real middle name.
Uh-huh.
And on the way home, this guy ran past her, turned around, gave the double fingers and said, call me when you need me.
I'm your guy.
Is that the only race you ever lost? Like when somebody randomly races you?
Yeah, I think he's the only person. And I could have, I mean, he was barefoot.
Just for the record.
I could have. One time there was this guy who was like, he looked like Usain Bolt. He was like a runner. He had the gear on. He's like a tall, really svelte black guy. He's going so fast. He's trying to beat me. And I'm like, no, I sprinted the entire Williamsburg Bridge.
Wow. Kept
up with him.
Wow.
Like I didn't beat him, but I did keep up with him. And by the end, it was just like, and he's just looking back at me like, okay, you proved a point, but like, you're dead now. I'm like, I'm going to throw up, but it was worth it. It was so worth it.
She's laughing at the person.
There's blood all over me and throw up. I'm like, I'll prove it to you.
That is funny. When I ran, I needed a lot of visuals in my head. I needed to like visualize myself as some kind of something.
You're defending the honor yes. of someone. Yeah.
Scenario after scenario after scenario. And one of them was like, this is so stupid, but like some Keith and the Girl event where all we're doing is just for funsies, but you know, I take everything too seriously.
Oh, you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's let everybody run around the
queen
track.
Of cornball. Cornhole.
Let's, for some reason, this was a Keith and the Girl event in mm-hmm. my head. We're just going to run around the block, around the track,
mm-hmm.
and just last person standing. I saw it in a movie, like Wildcats, I believe it was, or something okay. ridiculous.
What do you mean last person standing?
Like, you will run around the track until you call. You call out. You throw in white flag.
I'll
like,
be first.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, so at the time we were like close with Spooky, and he's so antagonizing and so fucked up that I would picture him running next to me just making fun, like, oh, and I'm just like slow with so steady, and it just helped me
let that rage fuel
yeah,
you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was like, just stay calm, and like he can keep yapping, but you know he's not breathing well if he's yapping.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just this kind of bullshit. That was just one of them. Another one is like, oh, I got to get this body straight because I'm like, you know, getting on the pole tonight. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just like I'm a stripper, and yeah. I need this exercise, and like, you know, I just kind of. It's just whatever needs to run in my head. I got to keep mm-hmm. going because I hate running. I have really short legs, but it worked.
Someone sees him to run, and they're like, oh, good job. She goes, thanks. New job tonight.
Mm-hmm. I always have music playing, and I play a scenario where I'm like rescuing people from some sort of like demon. I'm like Angelina Jolie, Tomb Raider. I got the knives on my legs. I come down with like from a rope somewhere, and then I jump on a motorcycle. And then this crust punk guy challenges me, and I'm like, oh, it's on.
I think you won that challenge.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. That was, I don't know why. You just fucking nailed me. Mm-hmm.
It's about timing.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're done. Well, thank you, Andrea. It's great. By the way, do you know Henda's middle name? That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
What is your middle name?
Mark.
Bible.
Bible. Well, Mark from the Bible. All our names are from the Bible.
Bible, Bible, Mally.
I don't have a middle name.
You don't?
So you were right. Yeah.
You know how you can't see vampires in a mirror?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Chemda doesn't have a middle name. You know what I'm saying.
You know I'm really a witch.
Yes, you are.
What's up?
Hey.